Let me share a few things that I can almost guarantee will not only make your life better, it will make you happier, and it will also have probably a very, very positive impact on your trading. So welcome back, welcome to a new video. And I was on a seminar with Moritz over the weekend, and we had hours and hours in the car on the way there and to get back, and we talked about many different things, many different things about life, mindset, psychology, and so many other different things that I would like to share with you, or just at least starting with one video. And it has to be with being open-minded, and this is something that seems we have lost in today's society. And when we look at children, for example, and how we brought up, media, school, it seems like everybody is forced into this specific path, and it seems like being a specialist and really focusing on one thing seems to be the way to go. And even though we have so much access to information, it doesn't seem like the people are getting, well, smarter is a different thing, but open-minded for sure. This is not happening. And it feels like that everybody is just staying within their niche. And in my life personally, I always try to be as open-minded. And in the last few years, I've taken it to a very, very extreme. But it all started, I think, when I was around 16 or something. And in my high school, they said, hey, it's up. Who wants to go or who is interested in going a year abroad to a different country, living with a different family? And out of 30 people, I was the only one who was interested. And even though I was completely scared, I had no idea what I was going or signing up for, I went for it. And I lived with a family in Canada for a year, and which has been one of the best experiences in my life. And I think after that, I learned so many lessons from it, and it has also shaped this idea that you should always be open-minded and try new things. And really, over the last few years, starting also with quitting my job, moving to Asia, although I've never been to Asia before in my life, I thought, okay, let's just try something new and let's see what happens. And I didn't like the idea of following the regular 9-to-5 path, having a day job, working 9-to-5, getting a house, getting a kid, getting a car, and then after 30 years you retire, and then that's it pretty much basically for your life. And this is not something that seems to make sense for me, so I just went for it. And even though people told me, wow, Asia, that's crazy, they ate little dogs and what have you heard, but jokes aside, this is really something that completely changed once again the way of how I view things and how I approach things. And people in today's society, when you look at them, it seems to be that people are very scared to make new experiences. And I think this 9-to-5 job mentality is really encouraging this thing, or it's really discouraging from people from making new experiences. Every day you wake up the same time, you do the same things, you drive the same way to work, you maybe probably do the same task at work, you have the same conversations with your colleagues and with your with your customers. And so mostly we run on autopilot completely. We just engage in the same activities day in and day out. And that is especially why, if you are stuck in a 9-to-5 job, that's why you should start being more open-minded and just start challenging yourself. Don't have prejudices. I talk to people, and then I ask them things about, have you ever done this? Have you ever tried this? Have you ever done this? And then people, if they tell me that, oh no, this is not for me, I don't like this, or no, this is not a good idea, it doesn't work out. And then I ask them, you have done it, I guess, if you say that you don't like it. And then if the answer is no, they haven't done this, and it's just random prejudices that maybe they've picked up on TV from their parents or wherever, then you can pretty much judge very, very quickly what type of person you're talking to. A very close-minded person, well, not necessarily they don't have to be necessarily dumb. More often than not, they are, though. But if the people have such big prejudices and they're really getting emotional about it without having ever made the experience, then that's just insanity for me, because you don't even know what you're missing when starting with trying new foods, for example. And this is the very, very basic starting point. Traveling to new countries, what I really like to do for myself is that I stop reading books that I agree with. Moritz calls it mental masturbation, where people continue to read the same books, the same topics, always around the same concepts, and they've heard it all hundreds, thousands of times, but it just feels good to them because it doesn't challenge their view. It doesn't require thinking. It's just like a very easy stimuli for your brain. You just can consume it without thinking about it. And this is something that I completely stopped. So I recently, 2 years ago, I think I started picking up books that I don't agree with them on first glance. I look at popular books or half popular books, and I just look, okay, this title, this book sounds absolutely insane to me. But let's just see what is up to and why other people enjoy reading this one. And then you never know what you might encounter. And I have come to develop new passions, new hobbies, new interests. And this leads you down to a new rabbit hole. And then it really expands and opens your view for many other things. Or try to watch movies in a new genre, things that you haven't watched previously, that maybe you think, I don't think I enjoy this. But if you haven't tried this and you just say from the beginning that this is not for you, that's not the smart way to approach things. That is a very close-minded way of looking at things, because you never know what you may find, what you may encounter. Maybe you stumble upon something that will completely change the whole trajectory of your life, as it has done for me a few times in my life. And if I wouldn't have broken out of things and if I wouldn't have been open-minded, I would still be stuck in my 9-to-5 and I couldn't work from home. I couldn't have traveled around the world. And this is something that people really need to experience. It doesn't cost much. It's really, you can start right now, today, whatever. Just approach life with an open mind, and you have no idea what you might encounter. And we can also apply this to trading. Well, we all know those extremes. It's price action versus indicators. It is fundamental versus mechanical. It is algo trading versus manual trading. It is higher time frames versus lower time frames. And if you are stuck in one camp or the other, then you probably know that there can be a lot of very, very emotional debates. And people always comment on my Twitter or wherever that when I post the price action video, they say price action doesn't work. When I post the indicator video, they say indicators don't work. And then I try to engage with them sometimes and I ask them, so how long have you tried it? And what were your experiences? And then if people say that they haven't tried it, they just price action traders, they have never tried indicators, it's an instant block for me. I don't want to have exposure to people like this who are not open-minded. And even worse, it's not only about not being open-minded, it's just completely ignoring the other side. And this is how many problems in life also exist, because everything in life, we are always separating ourselves and we're trying to put ourselves into groups. It is the left versus the right, it is the Democrats versus Republicans, it's one religion versus the other, it's iPhone versus Samsung, it is Mac versus Windows, it is whatever against whatever, but you get the idea. And you need to really break out of your usual way of thinking and just try. You don't have to accept right from the gate an opposite view. It's not about completely eliminating and forgetting about your definitions or your beliefs, but it's just about being open-minded, talking to other people, trying to understand, okay, why are they so into what they believe and where does it come from? And you may not completely change your political views or whatever your views are, but you will be more tolerant and you will maybe start to understand why certain people engage in certain ways, and then you can be less extreme. And then also it has a very, very positive impact on how you go through life, because you don't have to be so emotional, you don't have to close yourself off from the other group or from the other participants. And in training we can see that so often. Don't take everything that gets thrown your way for the only way. Be open-minded, try out new things, test ideas, talk to different people, maybe go to a seminar or whatever, or to workshops. And that's things that I started doing with Moritz as well. We go to seminars. You would have told me 3 years ago we would go to certain seminars. I would say no, that's not what I do, that's not what interests me. But now, even though I might not agree, and even though I might catch myself sometimes during the webinars, seminars, that's not true, I have no way of actually knowing if this is true. And this brings me to another point, because I stopped being so close-minded about things that we don't know. There are so many things that we don't know, whatever it may be in the universe, in the world, about physics, science, whatever is out there. There are so many things that we don't know for certain. And previously, I would always have a very rigid stand on certain things, even though I don't know and I don't fully understand the whole picture. And then at one point I came to the conclusion that approaching things from a mindset of, okay, I might not agree with it, but we have no proof that my side or the other side is correct. So I'm just open to it. I'm not going to say, okay, this person is wrong and I'm right, if I have no absolute proof about certain things. So I would say, okay, I don't know, this is my view, this is his view or her view or whatever's view, and I accept it, I understand it, and this is totally fine. And you can have such a more comfortable life, a less stressful life, less emotional. You're not getting into arguments, trying to defend your position or your view, and you're not as fanatical anymore. You can just talk to other people. You don't judge them. You don't have to accept what they're saying, but you are not going to try to convince them that your way is the only way. You're just open to new ideas, and then you pick up things along the way. This makes sense to you, this makes sense to you, maybe this makes sense to you. And then slowly you start building a much, much better picture of the world, of things that are going on, or trading, for example. You read books that maybe you wouldn't have picked up before, and you're just open to new ideas. And this will make you a much, much better person. It will make you happier, I believe. It has done it for me. It will open you up for new trading ideas or ideas in general, whatever they might be. Business, for example, if you're a business person, you might expose yourself to things that other companies do in certain ways, or people have said things. And you don't even know what you're going to stumble upon. And that's also the beauty, then I think. There are so many millions or billions of people out there, different ideas, whatever, and things people do differently in different ways, that if you close yourself off from it, I think this is a sure recipe for just staying stuck in your lane. But if you're open to it, it's almost a guarantee that you will have a much, much more fulfilled life. You're not going to be this annoying fanatic, you're not going to be this ignorant moron. You're not going to be this dumb person that just without any real point and without any real reference just talks other people down. And this will make you a better person. And that's my full belief. That's what I've seen every day in my life. And it has made a very, very big difference in my life.